We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring, majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. Generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, precious viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendo Sat. Nadea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJ Sat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, en Gativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeo Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a historic mosque in Bosnia and Herzegovina reopens. In media news, acclaimed American singer-songwriter Emmylou Harris' love for canines is featured in the famous publication. In community news, Indian children's lives are saved by local villagers. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 11th, distinguished astronomer and physician Dr. Heinrich Wilhelm Matthäus Albers was born in Aufbergen, Germany in 1758. He is the discoverer of the asteroids Pallas and Vesta in the early 1800s and of five comets, one of which was named after him. In addition, Mr. Albers' other contributions include developing a technique for calculating the orbits of comets called the Albers method. May the amazing observations and findings of scientists such as Dr. Heinrich Wilhelm Matthäus Albers help us to grow in appreciation of the vastness and exquisiteness of creation.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from China. In September, southwest China's Sichuan province was hit by floods that struck following incessant torrential rains that began in the middle of the month. At least 19 people lost their lives, with 16 others missing and some 1.4 million people evacuated as 40,000 homes were destroyed. Upon hearing of these floods in Sichuan, as well as other parts of China, Supreme Master Qinghai had conveyed all her love and prayers as she donated $15,000 for urgent aid where needed, an amount that could acquire $96,000 in supplies if purchased in the United States, based on China's cost of living. She also requested that our association members please go to render assistance to the most vulnerable. Using $5,850 of the funds, our local association members quickly began relief work in the hardest hit areas in Sichuan. As per Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates, the following is a report from our association's relief team in China.
October 2, 2011, regarding flood relief work in Chushen County of Dazhou City, Sichuan Province. Most beloved Master, the flood disasters that began on September 16th have caused damages in 30 counties of 10 cities, with many victims' lives thankfully stabilized thanks to the government's emergent relief funds and allocations of relief goods. However, some families were struggling in the most affected Tushi town of Chushen County in Dazhou City, which is in a remote area with difficult accessibility. All homes there were inundated, nearly all crops destroyed, and the water supply system was rendered inoperable. In accordance with Master's loving instructions, we sent 3,980 kilograms of rice, 800 kilograms of noodles, and over 1,000 bottles of mineral water to Tushi Town with the support of the government and appreciative coverage via local TV station. We then went to Chushen County, Sanhui High School, where we distributed packets of consolation money to over 200 students to express Master's care and love to the children. Thank you so much, Master, for your heartfelt compassion that comforts so many. We hope that the people may soon recover their normal lives and that such disasters are alleviated through the adoption of the eco-protective vegan lifestyle. With all our love, China Relief Team.
Our gratefulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's permission to share these details and our association's foreign group for providing this report. We are thankful for the assistance of local officials and for Supreme Master Qinghai's unconditional aid to the flood affected, as well as for the selfless endeavors of our association's relief team. May heaven bless the Chinese people with a smooth recuperation of their regular daily lives as humanity's kinder ways help restore the stability of our shared earthly abode.
Pray
earthquakes jolt New Zealand and Chile. On Sunday morning, October 9th, a 5.2 magnitude quake occurred in the Bay of Plenty, just 10 kilometres southwest of Te Kaha, New Zealand. A 5.5 magnitude tremor was then felt later that day as it struck 20 kilometres east of the quake-stricken city of Christchurch, following a series of tremors that had shaken the area the previous day. Also on Sunday, northern Chile was rocked by a quake measuring 4.5 on the Richter scale, centred 211 kilometres northeast of Iquique in the Tarapacá region. Fortunately, there were no reports of significant damage or injury for either of these events. Thank heaven for the safety of those in the quake-shaken regions. May our kinder ways as a vegan world foster the restored balance of our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Này thế giới em hãy bừng tỉnh dậy, nhìn ra kia sông núi ngổn ngang sâu, rừng núi cháy và non mong suối cạn, chút linh hồn rồi cũng sẽ về đâu. Này đại địa xin bất cơn khuân quay, cho lệ này cũng cạn với đêm thâu. Này biển hồ hãy đừng với sóng nhạc, cho con người còn hy vọng ngày sau. Bên cả sông dài, hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu từ muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoa. Lòng không tiếng nói, khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lất lây. Này tim ta thôi hãy ngừng xem gì, từ côn trùng quặn thắt giữa hàn đâu, hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ. Một ngày thế giới biến đảo bên cả sông dài, hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu từ muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoa. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 470. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Spanish Queen Sofia makes state visit to Haiti. Her Majesty was greeted by Haitian President Michel Martelly and First Lady Sofia Martelly as she arrived on Friday, October 7th, to tour several reconstruction projects being funded by the Spanish government and her own charitable organization, the Queen Sofia Foundation. The Queen also shook hands with Spanish nationals working as UN peacekeepers, nuns, and other aid workers to convey her appreciation for their efforts to assist in the country. Later, addressing Haitian dignitaries, Her Majesty recalled a visit made 2 years earlier as she affirmed Spain's continued support and said, "Haiti is a special country for me. We are glad for Your Majesty's gracious visit, and heaven bless you and your nation's kind-hearted care. May the people of Haiti and Spain mutually prosper and grow ever closer in shared friendship and peace."
Kenyans bid farewell to Wangari Maathai. On Saturday, October 8th, thousands attended the state funeral of Nobel Peace Prize laureate Dr. Wangari Maathai, who passed away at the age of 71 on September 25th. The ceremony was held at Uhuru Park's Freedom Corner in Nairobi, with President Mwai Kibaki, Prime Minister Raila Odinga, Vice President Kalonzo Musyoka, and other dignitaries present. As Dr. Maathai's life of fearless dedication to women's rights, the environment, and love for her country was remembered. Her family also planted an African olive tree to honor her memory. President Kibaki remarked at the occasion, "Besides being a woman of great courage and tenacity, the late Professor Maathai demonstrated by example the virtue of selfless service to the nation. We too join Kenya and the world in tribute to the life of the remarkable Dr. Wangari Maathai. May her soul serenely rest in the eternal light and grace of heaven."
Save Our Planet. On October 5, 2011, Japan-based Nissan unveils the NSH 2012 Smart House of the Future, designed especially for post-disaster situations, with a sustainable energy system that can also power the home through a connection to the Leaf electric vehicle in times of emergency.
Save Our Planet. An October 2011 report by the UN Food and Agricultural Organization states that Ecuador is being deforested more quickly than any other Latin American country, with losses of up to 200,000 hectares per year that are threatening some of the most biodiverse regions in the world.
I'm Kiki the Capybara, and I'm following a healthy plant-based diet. Here with a tip on caring for desert cacti. It's recommended to place them in a sunny area from spring to autumn. Outdoors is fine if protected from the rain. They should be watered from late spring to early autumn. However, from mid-autumn, keep them dry. Enjoy your beautiful cacti. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
In cultural news, a historic mosque in Bosnia and Herzegovina reopens. The Selenia Mosque is a national monument constructed between 1512 and 1520. It is one of the most ancient and valuable heritages of the southern European nation. Located in Knežina near Sokolac, it has been restored with worshippers now welcome, reports Hurriyet Daily News of Turkey. Congratulations, Bosnia and Herzegovina, on the rehabilitation of this important cultural and religious site. May it bring many sincere worshippers closer to the great Allah.
In media news, famous US-based Rolling Stone magazine features acclaimed American singer-songwriter's love for canines. On the magazine's online videos, multiple Grammy-winning Miss Emmylou Harris performs Big Black Dog from her latest album, Hard Bargain. The song was inspired by her rescue dog Bella and advocates giving shelter canines a chance. She also described in an accompanying interview her program named Bonaparte's Retreat. It saves dogs after their allotted time at a shelter has elapsed and finds foster care for them until they're adopted. Our heartfelt appreciation and heaven bless you, Emmylou, for your caring devotion to improving the lives of well-wishing canine companions. May all loyal dog friends have the opportunity to share love and joy with a cherished family. Up next on Noteworthy News, Indian villagers rescue 15 youngsters when their boat overturns. We'll thank God for creating all of our lovely animal friends. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more refreshing news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, altruistic news for a beneficent world. In community news, Indian children's lives are saved by local villagers. When a boat transporting 15 Indian youngsters capsized at the Bahia Dala on the Ghagra River, residents of the village immediately took action and rescued all of them. The boat was returning the children aged between 4 and 12 years to their village of Ahrazi Akhgahra Mahrabi. Our heartfelt gratitude, Bahia Dala heroes, for your life-saving actions. We wish the lovely youngsters a future filled with many safe journeys and much happiness with God's blessings.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Tagalog, a language spoken in the Philippines, entitled Little Benji.
Sabi ni Benji, Inay, gusto kong maglaro sa bahay ni Nadakila sa kabila ng kalye. Sige, ngunit hintayin mong lahat ng sasakyan ay dumaan muna. Nauunawaan mo? Tapos, si Benji bumalik na umiiyak. Tanong ni nanay, anong nangyari? Sagot ni Benji, naghintay ako hanggang ngayon at wala ni isang sasakyan ang dumaan.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on where disasters strike, the mass animal slaughter link, on planet Earth, our loving home. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Это правда. Человек по определению не может жить счастливо, если он применяет насилие над живым существом или косвенно участвуя в насилии. Люди, любимые мои, откройте свои драгоценные сердца, ведь в них столько любви. Не позволяйте ради еды, развлечений, экспериментов приносить в жертву братьев наших меньших. Попытайтесь в глазах любимой своей собаки увидеть глаза всех живых существ, света, любви и добра вам. Дженнифер из России.
Live and let live. Go vegan. Anna from the United Kingdom.
Everything is energy, vibration. This matches what all the latest research reports. Plato told us the virtues of a vegetarian life 2,500 years ago. Sandra from Canada.
The link to the science is interesting. Ben from Germany.
Stop the killing, everyone. Life will be so much more peaceful. Lyle from the United States.
Compassionate Jennifer, Anna, Sandra, Fan, and Lyle. Many thanks for your relevant comments. We also pray the time is very soon coming when all life is honored and our planet is filled with kindness. May you and all the gentle people of Russia, the United Kingdom, Canada, Germany, and the United States be evermore blessed by the divine.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be illuminated with heavenly inspiration and optimism.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Along with 7,000 tents, China donates $5 million for the flood affected in Pakistan, with the gift being presented to Pakistani Foreign Minister Ms. Hina Rabbani Kaur by Chinese Ambassador Mr. Liu Qin.
The 58-member board of the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, grants preliminary approval for Palestine's membership as President Mahmoud Abbas continues a campaign seeking international support for recognition as a state by the UN Security Council.
In an interview with Radio Free Asia, Burmese Press Scrutiny and Registration Department Director Tint Sway calls for greater media freedom, saying that this is in accordance with other democratic reforms being initiated by the government at this time.
Upon finding a briefcase containing £5,000 in cash, as well as personal documents at a bus station, 17-year-old British teenagers Will Miles and Ryan McClory promptly took the briefcase to a local police station, where it was returned to its rightful owner. For their conscientious and considerate deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Will Miles and Ryan McClory with the Shining World Honesty Award, along with £500 each for wholesome favorites.
The International Committee of the Red Cross partners with the Somali Red Crescent Society in distributing seed and fertilizer to 240,000 farmers throughout the Horn of Africa to help them plant cereal and legume crops that will be ready for harvest in early 2012.
In an effort to improve safety and save the lives of both humans and animals, Swedish auto manufacturer Volvo is developing a system that can sense animal movement on the road and brake to avoid collision.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.